Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorensky. On today's program, I'm joined by ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault. Greg, thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely. It's always great to see you, Joe.
So lots to talk about here from the most recent ADM school board meeting, starting with an update that you had during your Focus on Learning section of the meeting on assessments. Basically, there's two assessments that students usually take, and you kind of had an update on both of those.
We did. We really spent most of our time on what we call the ISASP test. It's the new state test that was taken by all students in Iowa in grades 3 through 11 in English, language, arts, and math, and then in grades 5, 8, and 10 in science. So we just received our results not too long ago, maybe 10 days ago or so. So we haven't had them very long. We wanted to update our board on our results in those tested areas and grade levels. It's a brand new test, so it sets the baseline for us moving forward. We did anticipate, and the state had cautioned that there could be some overall declines in the percentage of students proficient, and we did see that at some levels. Overall, we're really happy with our test results. You know, a deeper dive shows our high school in grades 9, 10, and 11 in all tested areas did really well and exceeded the state average significantly. So we were really pleased with our high school scores. It demonstrates the great things going on at the high school, and then also how kids are coming to them prepared as freshmen and so on from our middle school and elementary school. So it was really a celebration. And then we described to the board how we're going to get the results to parents and the next steps that we'll have in interpreting and analyzing our data. The next data set that we talked about was the ACT. We looked at the results for our 2019 graduates. And we just received the ACT scores a few weeks ago, which is a little later than usual because there's a writing component now. Our ACT composite was lower than we would have liked and below our recent trend. Our composite was 22.5, and it was still exceeded the state average. And Iowa, along with South Dakota, has the highest ACT scores in the nation. So it's good for the state for sure. And we'll continue to look into that data at a deeper level in the weeks coming.
All right. Now, it was a short meeting as far as the action items were concerned, just two of them, and one of them had to do with an agreement for your soft drinks. So what can you tell me about this?
Yes, we simply have done some work on looking at our soda contract. We wanted to formalize something with a group, so we looked at an agreement with Coke and decided to go that route. So we think we'll see some tremendous increase in revenue, and we'll help our activities department. So our board did approve a six-year agreement with Atlantic Bottling for Coca-Cola products.
All right, so that's for both the concessions and the vending machines around the schools, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Now, you didn't have any official action on it, but one of the discussion items was on the 2019 through 20 school year enrollment. So we talked about it a little bit last month, but at that point, you didn't really have anything finalized. So now you have your certified enrollment. So what can you tell me about that?
We do. And we are pretty certain that our enrollment increase from last year to this year is an all-time record outside of the mergers when Minburn and DeSoto joined with Adel. So it's pretty significant. So we're over 100 students. And when I look at our resident enrollment, it's 1,932 students. That's what we call our budget enrollment. But the total number of students that we serve is over 2,000 and 2,006 kids on our certified enrollment. So that number is up 118 kids. So it's a significant growth for us, which is a celebration, and we think that trend will continue into the future.
Yeah, that is a substantial growth, and I imagine that would be one of the top enrollment figures in the entire state.
Yes, I agree. When we look at the districts in our AEA region, I think there's 54 districts in our AEA region. I think we're first or second in total percentage of increase, so we're around 7% total. So yeah, I think it would be one of the fastest growing districts in Iowa.
Yeah, so that's obviously a thing to celebrate, but also probably causes a little bit of consternation because you're still at least a year away from the new elementary building. So how do you accommodate that number of students with your current facilities?
You know, we have some class size increases that we'll have seeing this kind of growth. We knew that there'd be this interim period before the new building opens. But when all of us have the belief or the realization that a new building is coming, that will help us bridge that gap. So we're doing just fine. Our folks are great. Our teachers are amazing. And so it's business as usual. And this is our new normal. So it's all great.
All right. Now, a couple more things I want to ask you about. You are still in the midst of a search for a new business manager with Nancy G stepping aside at the end of this year. So how's that going?
It's going really well. Of course, we hate to lose Nancy. She's retiring after 10 years of service here at ADM. She's going to retire at the end of January. So we're in that search process right now. In the month of December, we'll start to screen and interview candidates with hopefully being able to identify a finalist pool and select a candidate by the end of December before we go into break. So we're excited for that process. We're going to miss Nancy. She served us well, but we're looking forward to finding her replacement.
All right. Then after that, in the discussion session, you talked about school-based mental health services. So what can you tell me about ADM's mental health providers?
Yeah, we're really looking for some support from an outside mental health provider for our kids that show that need and that can provide us with other options outside of our school-based counselors. So we're seeing that need increase, and our counseling team at all of our buildings are really invested in this process to see if we can find a relationship with a school-based mental health provider to help us with those situations that exceed our ability to provide the kind of care that we would like. And I think we're close. We've been meeting with some providers in the area, and we think we're close and may be able to come to some sort of an agreement in December for next semester.
All right. One last thing I want to ask you about. This week, at the beginning of the week, Monday, you had a 2-hour late start that day. So it got me kind of thinking, what's kind of the thought process when it comes to whether or not you decide to cancel or delay school whenever there's inclement weather like we had?
Right. That's a great question. And I'm glad you're asking it because it's one of those things that we superintendents love so much. You tongue in cheek. But really, there's not a real playbook or a set of hard and fast criteria. We check the roads. You know, the transportation director and I were out very early. You know, in this situation in particular, you know, when I was on Highway 169 heading north into Adel, the road was 100% snow and ice covered. So at that point, I thought it was a fairly strong likelihood that a delay might be necessary. And then our transportation director is out checking the rural roads and connecting with me with more information. And I communicate with area superintendents to kind of verify what they're seeing and getting their thoughts. Around 5:15, you know, we made the decision to delay. You know, one factor this time was, you know, that first snow event is the trickiest, even for adult drivers. Is, you know, we all come off a season where it's been a while since we've driven in snow or ice or those kind of conditions. And it's hard, you know, and we didn't want to put our high school drivers, especially in that scenario. So we thought a 2-hour delay was best based on the conditions of the roads. We knew the snow was going to taper off. It was just what was already falling and blowing around. So we just try to make the best decision we can to keep our kids safe, whether that's student drivers or our bus kids, and even our parents bringing our kids into our school. It's never an easy decision, but it's better to be safe than push it too much.
All right. Well, ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
You know, I just really appreciate your partnership and coming by after each board meeting to talk with us about what's going on here at ADM. Thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you for talking with me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Greg Dufault. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.